Thanks for having me.
What are some of the big changes and how are they chosen?
Well, through public meetings and surveys, commissioners identified that about 75% of COB-linked trips are work-related, and that's really reflected in these route modifications and changes, the idea of work and business. A major change is offering Sunday service. COB Chairman Mike Boyce says that's a direct result of talking to the business community.
They're expressed a concern that on the weekend, their service workers have a very difficult time getting to work. And these are the workers that we just sort of take for granted. You know, you go into a restaurant and they take care of you. They're an essential part of our economy. And I believe that expanding our routes to include Sunday service now is really going to be complementing the economic prosperity you see in this county right now.
That sounds like an important change. What else can COB residents expect?
For residents in the southern part of the county, like Austell and Powder Springs, there will be on-demand services. So the county's going to work with rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft and use a voucher program to offer discounted rides for residents to bus stops and centers. They'll also add a new route, 10X, which will be rapid bus transit, and that'll go from Kennesaw to Atlanta, and those buses will run in dedicated lanes on I-75.
While these changes are just for COB-Link, we can't talk about public transit without bringing up MARTA and the ATL. What is the ATL?
Well, last year, Governor Deal signed into law legislation that creates a governing transit board for the 13 metro Atlanta counties to vote on joining MARTA. It also allows them to create a 1% sales tax, which will fund that transit expansion that they want in their specific county.
COB has not yet voted on whether or not people there want to join. Will these changes affect whether or not COB buys into this new system?
Well, Chairman Boyce sure hopes so. The county has already completed the transit survey, asking residents whether they want in and what services they will be interested in having. COB has special treatment in where they could create transportation districts so the whole county isn't voting on or funding an expansion they may not want. But Boyce's plan is to take the results of that survey, the changes they're making to COB-Link, and determine what residents are actually willing to pay for, and to get this all done within the next 2 years.
But we cannot ignore the history of MARTA and COB County and Metro Atlantans' attitudes toward public transit. What has changed here?
You're correct. Listen to how Boyce perceives the issue.
Yeah, MARTA has always been one of those, you know, third rail issues in the county. But clearly, the change in demographics of the county are showing that more than half the people in the county, you know, have a favorable impression of MARTA.
When MARTA was first created, COB residents, along with some other counties like Clayton and Gwinnett, actually voted against joining the system in the 60s and 70s, which many attributed to race. They said it wasn't an issue of getting around. But now, according to the survey that COB has done, 48% of people in that county say they prefer to join MARTA if the county expands their bus system, which they did. And 51% actually view it favorably.
Ross, we don't have time today to get into the history of race and public transit in Metro Atlanta, but I do want to tell the audience you will be exploring those issues in future reporting about COB-Link and other public transit stories. For now, what is the timeline and cost for just this COB-Link expansion?
Well, these changes to COB-Link go into effect July 1st, and the county estimates adding weekend service as well as the new routes like 10X will cost just under $7 million. But a lot of that money will come from federal funds as well as local money.
Ross, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Ross Terrell is a reporter here at GPB. You can find more information about COB-Link and the vote today at gpbnews.org.